Morning, I get off the air, I don't leave right away because I got to make my phone calls. Usually check with Mom, see how she's doing, call my sister Nadine, find out how the kids are. Of course, I tried to call Daddy, but he wouldn't home. Mm-mm. I get the feeling. I thought I'd broke him of the habit. But I think he's still out there looking for some... Sunday morning, I was lying there in the bed. Daddy said, "Wake up, son, wake up. We got to get to RFK." I said, "Daddy, I know you got Redskin tickets and it's a rare occasion. Damn, Daddy, it's 10 o'clock in the morning. You don't have to be there till noon." He said, "Son, we got to get there for the tailgate parties. You ever watch them on TV? You know which ones I'm talking about. When they scan the crowd, you'll see them standing there yelling, woo! Top of my lungs, pendulous top balls, half in the bag, yelling and screaming for her red skin. Hell, it's great, son. Think about it. They're sitting there, half in the bag already. Belching fumes, eating hot dogs, smearing themselves with relish. I said, stop it, Dad, stop it. You're making me so dead hot, I won't be able to get dressed. So we scooted on down there. We drove through the parking lot at RFK. We looked around until we saw her sitting there. Man, she was knocking down one chili dog after another. Bonging beers. I mean, staggering around. Pendulous top balls. With a couple of other hefty mamas there. I said, Daddy, you know what they call it when you bury your face in a 300-pound woman? Harpoonolingus. Hey, Sam, well, let's do some of that. So I walked over to one of them. I said, "Man, will you excuse me? I know it's big game coming up and everything, but you're the prettiest thing I ever laid eyes on. Would you mind taking a ride with me?" She looked at me, and she thought she'd died and gone to heaven. She come walking over to me, and I said, "Just get in." She said, "Who's that?" And she smiled at Daddy with his gap-tooth grin, his pyrrhea all over the place. I said, "That's my daddy." She said, "I don't know if I want to ride with the both of you." I said, "Hit the gas, Daddy." Took her all around Southeast prior to the game. And sometimes we'd stop at a red light, and you can see us hobbling in the back of the pickup truck and people in cars next to us.
Brother, yeah. I hear you, brother, man.
Yeah.
What you got there?
Is an ugly woman.
You know what? We got a thing. You know what?
What's that?
We can do a series of these things.
All right, you want to see it, somebody? If your stomach can take it, I can take it. Hey, come over. Smell a little bit of this here. Excuse me, sir. Would you mind rolling down your window? You got some music for us to hobble by? Well, that was the nicest guy. He rolled down his window and he hit his stereo. Yes. Yes, down the head. Say, oops, upside the head. Everybody say, oh, my love. Yes. Oh, that's good. Oh, oh, that's good. Dad, come on back here. You ever hobble to disco music? Oops, upside the head. Everybody say, oh, my love. Seepage had begun. She said, "Oh my God, I'm there with my mother and my sister. How am I going to explain this stain?" Daddy and I thought about it for a second. Well, just tell him you were slightly wounded in a drive-by.
The Grease Man, DC 101.